This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKee. The United States is claiming responsibility for the strike that killed top Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani and the deputy head of Iraq's Hashed al-Shaabi military force at Baghdad's airport early Friday. Iraqi state TV reported Soleimani's death in a breaking news alert citing sources from the Hashed, which is dominated by Shiite-majority factions close to Tehran. Military analyst Daniel Davis, a retired Army lieutenant colonel, says that he'd advocate for getting U.S. troops out of Syria and Iraq as soon as possible.
Members of the Hashed al-Shaabi had already threatened to attack U.S. military personnel and U.S. personnel in the region, both Syria and Iraq, in retaliation for our 29 December strikes. I can only imagine how that's going to go up substantially at this point. And the last thing we need is to have more troops killed and to potentially draw us into a war with Iran.
The attack came amid tensions with the United States after New Year's Eve attack by Iran-backed militants on the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. A two-day embassy attack, which ended Wednesday, prompted President Trump to order about 750 U.S. soldiers deployed to the Middle East. A state of emergency underway in New Wales and Victoria State, Australia.
The mass exodus from southern New South Wales is underway. The authorities are urging tourists and residents to leave while they can. More dangerous bushfire conditions are forecast for southeastern Australia in the days ahead. Authorities are extending the evacuation zone in New South Wales, the nation's most populous state, to include more areas of bushland and national park. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.